With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Palestinian terror group Hamas has chosen the October 7th mastermind as its new leader.
Hamas says it has chosen Yahya Sinwar, its top official in Gaza, who masterminded the October 7th attacks in Israel that killed 1,200, as its new leader. The choice of the hardliner was a defiant move by Hamas, whose political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed in Iran last week in a presumed Israeli strike. The Israeli military's chief spokesperson said Israel remains committed to killing Sinwar. Meanwhile, the Palestinian territory faces a severe humanitarian crisis, as its health ministry says the death toll in the war approaches 40,000. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has chosen to be Kamala Harris's running mate. More from White House correspondent Greg Clexton.
Walz was said to be one of the vice president's three finalists for the job, along with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona. He's considered to be more politically liberal than the other top contenders for the VP slot. In Minnesota, the 60-year-old Walz signed into law sweeping protections for abortion and transgender rights. He is a military veteran, a former high school teacher and coach, who served 12 years in Congress before becoming governor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is weighing in on Kamala Harris's pick of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. In a post on X, DeSantis called the Harris-Walz ticket the most left-wing ticket in American history. He added that, quote, Minnesota was ground zero for the BLM riots of 2020. Harris egged it on, and Walz sat by and let Minneapolis burn, end quote. It took Walz 3 days to call in the National Guard. This is SRN News. Some Americans don't like the First Amendment.
A new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that 53% of adults believe the amendment goes, quote, too far. 47% say the amendment does not describe my thoughts at all. Most people associate the First Amendment with freedom of speech, when in fact it guarantees five freedoms, and the first one is the freedom of religion. It also protects freedom of assembly, freedom of petition, and freedom of the press. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's been a nationwide expansion of maternity homes in the 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Christian pro-life advocates want to open more of these transitional housing facilities for pregnant women to meet a growing need. It's part of what they see as the next step in preventing abortions and providing long-term support for families. There are now more than 450 maternity homes in the U.S. This is SRN News. Tuesday was bounce-back day on Wall Street.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as calm returned to the market a day after its biggest pullback in almost 2 years. The S&P 500 rose 1% Tuesday, breaking a brutal three-day losing streak. The Dow rose 294 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1%. Strong profit reports from Uber and other companies helped support the market. Uber rose almost 11%. The vast majority of stocks rose. That was the opposite of what happened a day earlier, when the unraveling of some popular trades and worries about the U.S. economy sent markets lower around the world. Treasury yields climbed, clawing back some of their sharp drops since April. Seth Sutel, New York.
The man known as the January 6th QAnon shaman will get his spear back from the Justice Department. A federal judge ordered the government return it to him. He requested that he get all of his property back, and that included a horned coyote tail headdress. More details at SRNNews.com.